Clear the screen, shift the scene. You're the writer of this dream. Let go of fear, let go of doubt. Stop playing the version that pulls you out. Clear the screen, clear the noise. Choose again, you've got the choice. The story changes when you see. Anxiety came to set you free.
Welcome back. I'm Melissa Dealey.
And I'm Billy Admin. Welcome to the Clear the Screen podcast.
We are so excited to be bringing this podcast to you. And you are in exactly the right place if you are someone that is ready to uplevel your life, that is noticing that, you know, maybe there's some stuckness happening and you haven't yet figured out how to move forward. Perhaps there's a little bit of living on victim island. I.e., life is happening to me, and that's not working for you anymore, and you know there's something more.
This is where anxiety is keeping you stuck and preventing you from moving forward. And this show is all about helping you use that anxiety to propel you forward as opposed to keep you stuck. So if that resonates with you, welcome to the right place.
And we literally use a powerful tool called Clear the Screen. That's it. Clear the screen in order to support you in being able to move forward, whether it's in relation to anxiety or any other aspect of your life where you are feeling stuck, because it does come down to the thought. It comes down to the movie that is playing inside your head, which is playing because of the thought. So let's dive back a little bit though, because you might be wondering, what are these two talking about? And the reality is this show is teaching you empowerment. It is teaching you to tap into your unconscious mind, the other 90%, and using the tools of the unconscious mind, of which Clear the Screen is simply one. When we use these tools, you can step into living your best life and be empowered in being able to use the tools as needed for the rest of your life.
See, everything that is happening for you. And as much as we want to use things to maybe justify being on victim island, what we teach is all about taking control of your life, taking control of your thoughts, taking control of your reality, and knowing that it is up to you to create the one that you want. It has nothing to do with the outside world, nor does it have anything to do with where you came from or what gender you are or anything like that. Your life is exactly where it is because you have created it that way. And that can be hard to hear. I know when I first heard that, I'm a little upset about that, not gonna lie, because my life wasn't the greatest, you know, a few years ago. And when I found this work and I really understood how I was responsible for everything in my life that didn't serve me, was because I was allowing it. And yet I was sitting here on victim island because it justified me being there. And now with these tools, this is all about you taking control over your life, you taking accountability, you taking responsibility, and it doesn't have to be hard. We say that we have a little thing called the easy button, and it's called the unconscious mind. And if you really truly want the instruction manual on how to have an amazing life, this is it. This is the work that will teach you empowerment, not codependency. And that's what Melissa and I are all about.
And this is a judgment-free zone. And we invite you to not even judge yourself. You don't know what you don't know. And guess what? The fact that you've created your life to where it is right now is almost entirely based on your programming. And that programming was given to you. You didn't even ask for it. And in later episodes, we are going to dive deep into how that programming is happening, at what point in your life it is happening. All we're going to share here right now in this first episode is that that programming from when you were around 5 years old, that inner five-year-old isn't qualified to run your adult life. And that's why your you know, running into brick walls, feeling stuck, feeling like you're doing everything and nothing's working. So it's the programming that we need to shift. Therefore, don't be getting upset with yourself of, I created this, why would I do that? The answers will all come as we share this. So stay tuned throughout these episodes as we build on learning here around the unconscious mind. There is so much to learn. We can talk about this for hours and hours and hours, and we don't want to do that. We're going to keep these episodes to approximately 20 minutes each. We're going to have an episode drop every week so that you can tune back in and continue your learning and enjoy it from the perspective of the passion that we share it with. And as much as we know and as much as we have to share, we also know there is still so much more to learn. And that's part of the beauty of this life that we live, is we never want to stop learning, because we're either decaying or growing, and the learning is helping you grow. So kudos to you for being here, for wanting to learn. We really appreciate that. And we have so much to share. So don't forget to press the follow button so that you can get the episode when they drop every week. And we want to share a little bit more in this episode about who we are. And then in the next couple of episodes, we're going to dive deep into our personal stories. So Billy, take it away with, how did you get here today?
Well, one thing I want to pre-frame this work is, Melissa and I are going to drop some truth bombs. And a lot of the truth bombs may trigger people. And this is going to be a big shift, because in this line of work, we celebrate triggers. We love triggers. So if you're all of a sudden thinking, oh, wow, this sounds like it's going to be a triggering, we're going to actually celebrate that. Because you know what? That means that you are in a place where you are ready to heal and resolve it. And the tools and techniques that we teach are so gentle and so powerful and very much effective and lasting. And this is what got me here. Honestly, I was in a dark place. And, you know, I had checked all the boxes. You know, I had the great job. I had the marriage. I had the beautiful children. And then I was like, why am I still miserable? What's happening here? And then my marriage fell apart. I wasn't happy in my job as a police officer. I didn't feel like I was doing what I was meant to do, if that makes any sense. You know, my children were like my guiding star, because they are my biggest role in life is being a mom. And that's when I really started looking inwards and saying, you know what, I'm not being a very good mom right now, because I'm not very happy. And when you're not happy, you take your own crap out on those closest to you. And obviously, when I became a single mom, my kids were the only ones that were really around, and they were really young. And this is what really started me on this work, because I knew that they deserved a better mom, that they deserved a happy mom. They deserved a healed mom, and they deserved a mom that was living her fullest potential, because then I could be that role model for them. And, you know, the universe provides, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And I followed the breadcrumbs. And if you had ever told me a couple years ago that, Billy, you're going to be teaching people about the unconscious mind, I literally would have said, you probably should go see a doctor because you're crazy and you need medication. Because I was a cop. Like, I arrested bad guys for a living. Like, I wasn't into the woo. I wasn't into, like, you know, higher self. I didn't even really know what that was. And yet I met a hypnotherapist that changed my life. Literally changed the entire trajectory of my life, because I couldn't believe how different I felt after one session. And I have a very curious mind. So I asked her, I'm like, why do I feel so different? It was really intense. That type of hypnotherapy was quite intense. And I said, why do I feel so different? And she literally said, well, we tapped into your unconscious mind, and, you know, we're going to keep the show PG in case there's children's watching. But I was literally like, what in the bleep does that mean? And I had no idea, because in my mind, the unconscious mind just ran my body. Like, it pumped my blood, made my heart pump, and digested my food. And that's all that it was. I had no idea it was responsible for so much more, nor was it responsible for healing. And of course, it sent me down this deep rabbit hole, and it's created this insatiable drive to just learn more and more and more about this capacity of the other 90% of our minds that we are so not trained to use. And my life has completely shifted. I've retired from policing. I'm living my passion, my soul's purpose, financially free. I'm a happy mom. I'm happily single mom, calling in a partner. And now I'm just in a place where I never, ever thought I would be, let alone this fast. And this is now why I'm so passionate about sharing this with others that feel that they're stuck and there's no other way out. And there is. And it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't need to take a long time. And it doesn't need to be painful. It can actually be quite gentle.
And I just want to celebrate you too, because using these tools, you also graduated from therapy. So share that aspect of the story here.
Well, you know, as a police officer, we're mandated to go see therapists, right? And I saw them more often because I believed in therapy. And I was like, I always wanted to be taking care of my mental health. Except I always felt worse when I left. And I'm like, why do I feel worse? This is supposed to be helping me. And now I know that, you know, therapy, when you're talking about the trauma, it actually deepens the neurology, which actually doesn't help. Now I know that you actually have to heal it at the unconscious level, because that's where the trauma got put in. That's where the programming got put in. And, you know, as I started doing this work in the last 2 years, I was still seeing my therapist. And by the, you know, pretty much about almost a year, over a year ago now, she literally said to me, she's like, Billy, you don't need me anymore. Because I was just walking in there happy and just, you know, like the normal things that would faze me. And she saw what I was reacting to. And it wasn't like taking me down this rabbit hole of doom and gloom anymore. And I wasn't banging my head up against the same wall, wanting to change everybody around me and change life and all these things. All I was doing was changing me. I was healing from the inside. And when she witnessed that, she literally said, like, you don't need me anymore. And so I said, wow. Okay, I don't know anybody else has graduated from therapy, but here I am. I'm going to have a certificate to show for it.
And that is a testament to this work. And one thing that is fascinating about the unconscious mind is how fast it is.
Yeah.
Like when we decide to do this work and we literally rewire the neurology, it is fast, fast, fast. And how powerful is that? Instead of, you know, week after week, month after month, of therapy. And therapy's great. We're not knocking anyone here. Therapy's great for bringing issues to awareness. However, as Billy was talking about the problem over and over again, has it being relived in your entire nervous system. And so that's why she felt worse when she left therapy than when she arrived. And working with the unconscious mind, we clear it. We literally clear it from the emotional body. And that leads me into how I got here, just the snippets of the story. I used to be in the corporate world. And like Billy, I had no idea about any of this. Higher self, four bodies, woo-woo, wasn't on my radar at all. And then big fish bought little fish and I was let go. And I had no idea what I was going to do next. And in that moment, though, I literally said, I'm open to being guided. And guided I was. And as I followed the breadcrumbs, I first became a health coach. And then I was led to integrative health practitioner organization and becoming an integrative health practitioner. And I loved that. And I was working with my clients and writing wellness plans and reading functional medicine labs and getting to the root cause of their health issue and figuring out the toxicities, the nutritional deficiencies, the imbalances in their body, so that we could then resolve all of that and create the environment in which their body could heal and it would heal itself. And even wellness had never been on my radar before. So you'll have to tune back in for the full story so you can hear all of the breadcrumbs that the universe dropped to guide me here. However, the big part that happened was I was working with these people and some people were getting incredible results. And some people had the best of intentions of following the wellness plan I'd written for them. And they would start and then fall off. And they didn't understand why. And I also didn't understand why. And I was questioning myself as a coach, how come I can help these people and not help these people? And I really didn't have the answer. And then when the student is ready, the teacher will come, as Billy said. I had a naturopathic doctor reach out to me and invite me to a coffee chat to learn about the world's four most powerful mind-body healing modalities. So of course I was interested in that. And I hopped on that call and she started talking about these mind-body healing modalities and the unconscious mind and the programming within the unconscious mind. And that was the aha for me, that these people that weren't able to follow their wellness program, it had nothing to do with me as a coach. It had everything to do with their unconscious programming. And if I knew how to rewire that programming so that it can serve them now as an adult so they can follow their wellness protocol, that allows me to help them too. So I jumped right in, said, yes, I need to learn this. I'm all in. And I thought I was just going to do this as a practitioner. And then at the practitioner level, I learned, oh, there's this whole meta health topic in the next section. If you do master practitioner and you get to work with even more powerful tools of the unconscious mind, working with people's values and meta programs. So I said, yes, of course I want all of that. And then at that point, now I had the option of working with people one-to-one, which is fabulous, taking them through powerful breakthroughs and rewiring neurology, changing behavior, or training others, or both. So of course, I signed up for both. And it was at our neuro-linguistic programming teacher training on day one that I got to meet Billy Adme, my sister in mission, and we just connected right off the bat.
And here we are.
And here we are.
It's history. And apparently we've been doing this together in many lifetimes when we've had our ship records read. And, you know, everything happens for a reason. And as opposite of Melissa and I, you know, she, the yin to my yang, and we totally come from two different worlds, two different upbringings, two different careers, two different personalities. And yet we came together to do this work because there is a polarity. And, you know, all the negative things that have happened to us, all the trials and the tribulations and, you know, all the trauma that we go through is there to serve a purpose. And what we're here to tell you is that if you look back on your life, as soon as you learn the lesson of what you're meant to learn there, the universe will send it away and send you on your path. It's when we don't listen. And a lot of that listening has to come from inside. And if you can learn to quiet the chatter, which is what we do, we quiet the chatter in our mind, we get our conscious mind and our unconscious mind working for the same team, so they're not bickering with each other and saying, oh, well, I want to do this, but you're not good enough, and I want to do this, but you're not smart enough, blah, 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 cancel, cancel, cancel. When we want to do something, yes, let's go do it. You're amazing. We can go get this done and we can reach our goals. And guess what? That's what we're going to do. That is what true alignment is. That is what allows us to flow and access all the resources that the universe has literally just aching, waiting to give to us in order for us to live our highest potential. That is the power of this work. And that is why Melissa and I are so incredibly passionate about what we do. Timeline therapy is one of the modalities that we teach. And we think it is by far one of the most powerful modalities in the world. If you think of NLP and hypnotherapy, having a baby, you know, that's what timeline therapy is. It's a conscious, unconscious integration, allows us to heal trauma without talking about it. That was like, I was in. Like, sign me up. I can heal my trauma without talking about it. I'm tired of talking about it. I don't want to talk about it. I've been talking about it for 20 years. I don't want to talk about my trauma anymore. And this is the power of this work. And this is going to be a lot of mindset shifting. This is going to be a lot of mind bending. It's going to be a lot of, never thought of it that way. And it is going to be triggering. We are going to pre-frame it. It will be triggering because we're going to literally be shifting your model of the world. Just like Melissa and I's model of the world got completely, like we had our, you know, the brains oozing out of our ears when we're learning this stuff and realize that majority of the world doesn't know this. You know, just like the majority of the world doesn't have financial education, majority of the world doesn't know that there is more to healing than just the physical body. And that what we are here to teach. So if this sounds any little way resonate with you, it means you're in the right place. So if you've gotten an aha or a, didn't know about that, or, oh, that's interesting, that is a clue from the universe. Stick around. We have so much information to share with you and so much knowledge to impart and help unlock your own internal wisdom that you already have.
And I just want to say I'm so grateful Billy and I are doing this together because it is so much more fun to do this together. We are very productive when we come together and work together, and we have a lot of fun together. And the other piece about this show that I want to let you know is it's just not any old mindset show. There's a lot of shows out there about mindset, and they're all great. Ours is different because ours is also giving you the how-to. It's not just telling you what to do or what you should do, as other shows may do. We're also giving you the how-tos. And let's face it, when it comes to the way we talk to ourselves, as Billy was talking about earlier, we don't talk to ourselves as someone we love. And even if we consciously start choosing to do that, that's awesome. It's bringing it into awareness. I want to ask you, how are you talking to yourself outside your awareness? What's that story? Because so much of what the unconscious mind does is outside your awareness. For instance, it's keeping your heart pumping right now. It's keeping you breathing right now. And until I mentioned that, it was completely outside your awareness. You didn't have to wake yourself up in the middle of the night to remind yourself to breathe. It's outside your awareness. So we take this deeper. All of the work that we do is tapping deep into the unconscious mind to shift the story, to shift the thoughts that are running around in your mind, keeping you small, keeping you stuck. And it's all happening outside your awareness. Let's release it all. And let's rewire the neurology to run the story that you want to run for the person you want to become. And that's what we do here on Clear the Screen.
And we are going to be focusing on anxiety because we know that it's a big issue out there in the world, which is why Melissa and I decided to create this campaign called Clear the Screen, where we're going to teach you the anxiety clearing exercise. And you will see lots of demos. You will see lots of experiential learnings. And that's what we're big on. It's not just about me and Melissa going to be talking to you or talking at you. We're going to teach you things and want you to experience them. And you will see that our demo subjects come up that have never experienced anything like this. And you'll see how fast it is, right? The unconscious mind works really fast. And so if we can literally instantly clear anxiety, and this is for acute anxiety, by the way, you know, we use timeline therapy, the big guns to work with generalized anxiety. However, acute anxiety, those things that you're just, your thoughts get caught up on what if it's not, doesn't go well, or what if this doesn't happen, or all the negative, i.e. the horror show. We can ace it. That's what the anxiety clearing exercise is. We just ace it, replace it with some timeline cleanup and some beautiful love story thoughts, and boom, there goes, you can still continue on in life. And this is just, it's a lifestyle that we teach. It's not a one and done, because you literally can learn how to do these techniques and use them as needed until now your neurology just automatically fires towards the love story. And then that is what your life is from then that point off.
And it's absolutely beautiful. As Billy said, you will learn the tools to be able to implement in your life to use as needed. And if you would like to be a demo in one of our future episodes around acute anxiety, we do have a form in the show notes that you can go ahead and complete and come join us on the show.
We're always looking for demo subjects, and whether it's you or someone that you know. And we have 100% success rate, by the way, because when you show up and you play full out, it works every single time. So if you're thinking right now, oh, that's probably not for me, it is. It's a matter of you making the choice, showing up, following the instructions. If you can do that, this will always work.
And so until then, click the follow button so you can get notified every time an episode drops. These episodes are coming out weekly. Thank you for listening. And if you know someone else that this should be shared with, please go ahead and share this episode with them.
So much love. Till next time.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Clear the Screen Show. If you love what you heard, take a screenshot, post it on social media, and tag us, because we would love to celebrate you.
And if you want to go deeper, scan the QR code,
check out our Light Circle membership. This is a community where it's going to serve you and uplift you and empower you, because when you end your anxiety, that's where your abundance begins. And when you can amplify you, then you can impact others.